Hello, people. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 50-something.
I don't even know. I'm just waiting until 69. So, as long as there's an episode 69, we have to be sure of it.
It's been a while. Happy 2017.
Yeah, we had some holidays. Holiday season is busy. I'm always busy, but holiday season is super busy. Yeah, we haven't had a podcast since next year. Yeah. This is last year. Sorry. Does that joke ever get old?
How old is America now, Brandon?
I believe America is now, it just celebrated its 2017th birthday. Speaking of years, it has been probably 25 years since I've opened one of these.
Yeah, I noticed that you had the
big ass can of Surge. I brought a cream soda just in case this tastes terrible. Okay, there you go. Tastes like fruit.
You're going to be up for 76 hours straight.
That's fine. I don't know if I'm working tomorrow anyway. If the weather gets bad, probably won't. It's supposed to be bad in Bartlesville, and that's where I've been driving every day.
That sucks, because what is that, like a 45 minute?
It's about an hour.
Yeah.
It's more coming back, as usually run into traffic.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yep, not happy. Oh, well.
So, like we were talking about, 2016 ended. That means no more big time deaths, like, you know, Prince and
yeah. I mean,
people are gonna stop dying.
It went, yeah, everyone. It went right up until the end with Princess Leia and her mom. So that was just insane. Got some Reese's Pieces too, king size since I am a king. So also describes my peepee.
Peepee is short for penis.
King size. So did Santa bring you everything you ever wanted?
Yeah, he really did. I'll have to show you it after we're done, but one of the coolest shirts I've ever owned in my life.
Yeah? Does it have a picture of a unicorn on it?
Unfortunately, no. That would be even more awesome, but it's close.
All right. Two unicorns?
No, nor a double rainbow.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yep. So, I don't even know what I have.
AIDS?
Well, I know I have that.
I saw this billboard on the way home. It said, were you born between 1945 and 1965? You should probably get checked for Hep C.
Really? Like,
what? Oh. Like, wow, that's pretty brutal.
And just really random.
Just assuming everyone went crazy in the 70s, I guess. 60s and 70s and maybe the 80s. Well, you were born between 1945 and 1965. You probably shared needles.
Yeah.
And had crazy sex that you don't remember.
I have two open letters. That's it.
Sounds about par for the course.
Yeah. Anything else, we'll just wing it.
Yeah, I'm good at that. I'm good at winging it.
So, did you have a good holiday?
Yeah, pretty good. I think one of my favorite things about the holidays now, and I've brought this up to a lot of people, Thanksgiving, Christmas at mom's house, the youngest child is 21 years old, which is incredible. It's amazing. You know, a bunch of kids running around, knocking stuff over, screaming, chasing the dogs. Every so often, my mom has people over for a small group thing, and this couple have two kids, younger kids, and they are so annoying. I mean, just absolutely annoying. I can't stand it. I can't stand being around them, because usually I'm over there working on a bike or doing laundry or whatever when they have them over, and I'll just go sit in grandma's living room, and I'll take Maverick in there because Maverick can't stand them. Maverick doesn't mind kids. He likes kids because they're, you know, his size and they run and chase. He doesn't like being around these two kids. So
yeah, I was about to ask you how old Maverick was doing.
Oh, he's doing pretty well. He's kind of pissed at me because I don't like the cold, and so we don't go to the park, stuff like that. So that sucks.
That's a dick move on your part, man.
It really is. I just like, I don't want to be out in the cold. It's just terrible. We've got some playtime in a little bit over at mom's. I'm ready for summer to roll around because my sister for Christmas got him a GoPro harness so he can wear my GoPro camera.
And, really?
Yeah. So I'm really, like, we've been playing around with it, but I want him to be able to run, you know, not just run from one room to the other. So he's just the same old, mischievous. Or mischievous if you're one of those people who pronounce it wrong. I did bring something, Santa's late gift from Santa that I'm going to unbox here. Really think it's going to pick up the performance of the podcast, my performance especially.
I hope it's a hooker.
So I can do that. I can start unboxing it maybe while you're doing an open letter or something, because it might take a minute.
But yeah. I can do an open letter then.
Really, I really think it's going to boost my confidence on the show and let me do things and go places that I may not have been prepared to before, so we'll see.
All right, I'll just do this quick open letter.
All right.
It's about a lady I hate.
Oh, man.
All right. Hey, you stupid heifer. You look like your face got hit with a heated up frying pan numerous times. You look like Mary Lou Rottencrotch. You look like a porn star from Dr. Seuss. You look like Earl Sinclair from the show Dinosaurs. Have you seen that? You know what I'm talking about?
It's like from the 90s? Yeah. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. But yeah.
That's what she looks like. No. You suck up more than a Hoover vacuum. You're as fake as Carmen Electra's tits, but not near as pleasant. When I hear you talk, it's the equivalent of a dog rubbing its ass on the carpet. You're a dingleberry on the human race. Your face is like a baseball. I want to hit it with a Louisville slugger. Penis has a restraining order against you. You are the Cleveland Browns of life.
Yes.
One day you will wake up with a horse head in your bed. I hope you fall down some stairs today. Without ugly, there is no beauty, so thanks for the sacrifice. You're so ugly, when you give head, it counts as anal. This is Jeff, signing off with the Go Fuck Yourself.
This is really loud, but how many people do you think are going to get the Godfather reference? It doesn't matter, we got it.
Yeah, that's what matters.
If you didn't get it, write in and tell us. So that we can make fun of you.
Which, that's one of my favorite movies. A lot of people are like, oh, it's so long. And I'm like, that's what she said. And then I'm like, it's a good movie.
So is my penis, but it's awesome also. This is not... This tape must be like bulletproof tape. Oh, my goodness. I gotta get some of this, whatever they use.
Some Kevlar tape?
Apparently.
I don't have anything to say, so we can just edit all the blank space out.
Oh, no, that's not as fun. Here we go. I'm going to have to take these off to do this.
How's it look?
It looks good.
I feel way more confident and comfortable, like I can do things that maybe before I couldn't do. So.
And now if something falls, you won't hurt your head.
It's true. Or if I say something, you get mad, you can throw something and it won't hurt. So there you go. Yeah. I feel like this podcast has already moved up a notch. So.
Do you not have a shield for your eye, or you have goggles?
Yeah,
right?
I'll wear goggles with these, so maybe the listeners can figure out what is happening. But yeah, the problem is, two problems really. I can't wear my headphones, and I can't drink my Surge. I might be able to eat my Reese's Pieces, but there you go. You should get one of these too, it'd be awesome.
Then we'd be really safe.
Then what?
We'd be really safe.
Yes. All right. Headphones are back on. I really just wanted to do that. Thanks, yeah. Santa, for being late.
Yeah, at least it wasn't that chick being late.
It's true. Like her period.
Yeah.
Speaking of periods, I wrote us some short theme songs.
All right.
And I think it would be awesome, like if, you know, randomly, like if I recorded these or something, put some music to it, and then every so often we could play, like every time I say your name, we play your theme song. And every time you say my name, we play my theme song. Because they're real short, okay?
Sounds fantastic. All right,
you want me to do mine first?
Yep.
He's Brandon. He's awesome. Karate kicks and banging chicks.
Right. I like it.
You like that? Okay. Yours is all right. It's a little different. Kind of a different direction. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jeff is kind of weird. Karate kicks and sucking dicks. So, you know. There you go.
Yeah, get on that.
Yeah, we'll
like
do that.
Like, I'm going to get on those dicks a little later.
Yeah, see? Cordell would be jealous. And you guys touch penises every so often when you're roommates, right?
When I'd let them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was an everyday thing. I had to lock my door.
Right. Once you let him do it once, it's like he wants to do it every day.
So gay.
Oh, man. Good times.
That was funny.
I miss you, Cordell. Hope you're still alive.
We never do the group text anymore.
I know I thought about doing it today. I was going to send you guys a poop pic of me dropping a deuce, just a toilet selfie, and I left my phone in the living room so I couldn't do it. Then I thought about faking it, but I thought, you know, that's just wouldn't be the same. Like, I would know. I would know that I deceived you, and I would just feel guilt. So I'll save it for another day. So I thought it'd be funny if you brought it up on the El Podcasto, but I forgot. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not sending a toilet selfie. Oh, man. We'd start sending those out to more people. Oh, well. I've been listening to... You've heard me talk about The Fighter and the Kid with Brian Callen, Brendan Schaub.
Oh, yeah.
I think we watched the Brian Callen special. I can't remember if you watched it with me on Netflix, but...
Yeah.
So he, for like the past, well, about 4 or 5 years ago, he was on another podcast with a comedic actor named Will Sasso, who's done some sitcom stuff. He's a recurring character on Modern Family. He played Curly in The Three Stooges. And then another comedian, Chris D'Elia, and they started a podcast. It's called 10-Minute Podcast, and every episode is just 10 minutes. And it is one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Really?
And I listened, I don't remember how long it took me. It didn't take me that long. I mean, even 4 or 5 years of material when it's only 10 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
It goes pretty quick. And since Will Sasso's done it from the beginning, but Brian Callen and Chris D'Elia both stopped to do, you know, other things. And so they've got a couple of other guys, a couple of other writers, one of which, Tommy Blacha, was the creator of Metalocalypse. Your TV show, I don't know if you ever saw it. It's the European rock band or whatever, like metal band. But he also wrote for Conan when he was on NBC, I think, and the WWE. And so he's a big wrestling fan, and Will Sasso is a huge wrestling fan. And so they do a lot of wrestling based.
I would totally like
it. You would. It is hilarious. They do, Will Sasso just does spot-on impressions. So he'll do, his favorites are Hulk Hogan, and it is amazing. It is almost spot-on. He does Stone Cold Steve Austin, Jesse Ventura, Kevin Nash. He does a good Macho Man Randy Savage, but not very often. But, I mean, it is just hilarious. He does a good Arnold Schwarzenegger, too. I mean, and especially when you're listening on the podcast, it's just, you know, you can't see. And so you're like, that could be him. That could be Arnold. Yeah, you should check it out. That was my commercial, sorry.
Speaking of Conan, you hear that they're going to make that just one time a week show?
I did not know that. Yeah. I haven't watched it in a while. Well, it's because I don't have cable or whatever, so...
Well, it just, for some reason, for me, it was funnier when he had the beard and had just got off.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just kind of like, eh.
No, because I think that about a lot of late night talk shows.
Yeah.
So, and lately I don't want to hear celebrities talk, so it's like, whatever. These are pretty good. I haven't had Reese's in a long time either.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and do my final open letter because I really don't have anything else.
That's all right.
A little rusty, I'll be honest.
We can make O faces or sounds like, you know, what sound do you make when you're, you know, about to finish with a girl? You know, you could be like, bazinga.
Or, well, what I always hear, not necessarily what I say, is, you're done already.
Are you in yet? In? I'm finished.
It always reminds me of that Adam Sandler. I don't know if I guess it was on a CD.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot it all over.
Are we having sex or lifting dumbbells?
All right.
Sorry.
Here we go. This is about a good friend of mine's baby daddy.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, you worthless dad piece of shit. Congrats on the second lamest proposal I've ever seen in my life. Right behind the guy that proposed at the bar that one night. You remember that?
Yes.
At least he said words instead of looking like a jackass on his knees like a pussy. But that's what you are. On your knees, drinking a lot of the white salty pee. You're not even man enough to be a father. I hope the fat bitch you're going to marry leaves you for a dildo and a pickle. You know what the biggest difference between the two of us are? You're a bitch, our height, dick size, and I pull out in time.
Mm-hmm.
Wish you would. Don't need another kid without a horrible father that doesn't do his job. You should have been a stain on your parents' bed sheets. You look like Ellen fucked Ralphie from A Christmas Story and had a fat kid. You tried to proposition a Catholic priest and he turned you down. You put peanut butter on your dick and let your dog and fiance take turns licking it off. You'd be a good ski mask model. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself.
He's got a fiance?
What?
And this person has a fiance?
Yeah.
No, oh, that's terrible.
I was sent the link to his proposal. Mm-hmm. Seriously. I mean, and it'd be even lamer than the guy at the bar. At least he was wasted.
Yeah. Right. So you knew his heart was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, there was like a hula hoop. It was weird, man.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, you know, all these, if a guy proposes to me, I hope it's super creative, and it's better be this and this and that, and it better not be boring or whatever. It's just like, yeah, keep that attitude up, and no one's going to want to propose to you.
Right. Are you going to say no? I mean... Yeah.
It's like a video of a guy's, he's driving in his car with his girlfriend or, you know, whoever, and so there's a video on the dash that shows them, and he says, oh, look at these signs, and so they're all billboards, and it says, you know, will... you and you know eventually you know will you go to prom with me, and she goes, oh my god, what a stupid way to ask someone to prom. And you just see the look on his face, like, you know, and then she realizes, oh wait, was that for me? And he's like, yeah. She starts bawling and just crying. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that. It's like, whatever. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, he totally did.
Yeah, too bad.
That's awesome. That makes me feel uncomfortable, so that makes it awesome.
Oh, well. Bazinga. Does that make you feel uncomfortable if I say that?
No.
Does it mean I just busted? That's what I say when I'm going to bust. Bazinga. Oh, well, I better stop. It's the surge.
All right, that's all I got.
Cool. Well, we'll get you one of these podcast protection devices.
All right, until next time. Probably won't be as long next time.
Yeah, probably not. We'll see. With the holidays gone, it'll tone down a little bit. And then it'll be motorcycle season again, so. But until then, bazinga!
Yeah, I don't remember what I say, but listen to our page and...
Yes, listen to our page.
Write our show and, you know, all that.
Yes, write the show for us, please.
Like our Facebook page, all that.
Yes, send your selfies. Not on the toilet, though. That's really hot, then that's okay. Other than that, I got nothing else to say except bazinga.
Later.